Hurricane Matthew is barreling through the Caribbean this morning, bringing strong winds and rain to Haiti. A Worcester-based charity is keeping a close eye on the storm. Jonathan Lemaire is the orphanage director with the Be Like Brit Foundation in Haiti.
We have about 30 employees with us right now, with our 66 kids, in order to, you know, manage the facility, manage the building, manage the children, you know, and then any sort of contingency plan that we, or contingency issue that might come up.
With the latest now on Hurricane Matthew, WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joins us via Skype. Good morning, David, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us where Matthew is right now and how strong is this hurricane?
So it's a Category 4 hurricane, and the eye now is just coming on shore across that western tip of Haiti. And the strongest winds within a 35-mile-an-hour concentric circle around that storm. So Port-au-Prince is a little bit further off towards the east. They're still going to have unbelievable amounts of rain, but the strongest wind damage will avoid that area.
Beyond the wind damage, what's the worst impact expected for Haiti?
Well, unfortunately, in Haiti, the rains really are the thing that are going to be the problem, because you end up with 10, 15, 20, 25, some really unbelievable amounts of rain in terms of inches. And what that does is it causes mudslides. And we've seen this before. It's a very vulnerable country. It's one of the poorest countries in our hemisphere. This is going to be one of the bigger disasters that they've seen in quite some time there.
All right. After Haiti, though we never know exactly where a hurricane is going to go, where does Matthew appear to be heading next?
Right. So from Haiti, it will cross over that western tip of Haiti and then nudge the eastern tip of Cuba, actually right around the Gitmo area. And then it's going to move off towards the north of Cuba. And then all eyes will be on to the Bahamas. So where in the Bahamas it hits, does it go over something like Nassau? That could be, again, a disastrous situation, as the hurricane is still forecast to be a Category 3 at that point. And then I suspect we'll start seeing some hurricane watches put up for the Florida area, the eastern coast of Florida, probably north, if I had to guess, probably north of the Palm Beach area, maybe up to Daytona Beach. In that area, you'd see a hurricane watch, and then it will continue to move off towards the north, perhaps nudging South Carolina, and then on towards the Carolina coast, maybe the North Carolina coast. At this point, you begin to speculate, because a shift of 50 to 100 miles changes that. It could directly hit parts of east coast of Florida, or it could stay offshore.
It's very far out, but what about the storm coming toward New England?
If I had to say where I'm leaning right now, I'm leaning towards the storm, number one, weakening by the time it gets up here. So it will not be a Category 3. Number two, I think that the strongest winds will be offshore, although wind fields tend to expand as storms come north for a bunch of meteorological and planetary reasons. But the wind field will be larger than it is. So we could see tropical storm force winds along the coast, but that's only 39 miles an hour. That's like a nor'easter. It's not really a big deal. And we could see some beneficial rain, say 2, 3, 4, 5 inches of rain from that on its present track. Could this go a little bit further east and we absolutely see nothing? Yes, but it's unlikely. I do think we'll see some rain in the Sunday-Monday timeframe. Could it come a little closer and we see a bigger impact? Yes, that's also a possibility. But right now, again, I'm leaning towards the rain, some wind, but not a major impact to New England.
Could a storm like this alleviate the drought?
It could definitely put a dent in it. So best case scenario for us, and it's hard to talk best case when some folks are, you know, having a life-threatening situation, but best case for us would be that we did get that 3 to 5 inches of rain. It came over maybe 6 to 8 hour period. The streams, the rivers would handle it. Yes, we'd have some basement flooding and there'd be some street flooding, but that would really put a dent in the drought and get us probably out of that critical extreme category and maybe even the severe category that we're in. It's not going to alleviate it, however. That will take a longer period of time.
WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, thanks a lot. We'll be watching this all week long and we'll chat with you again.
Sounds great.